Healthcare institutions, use of children by militant groups, offenses against disabled children, kidnapping and abduction of children. The Act provides for protection of children in need of care and protection and those in conflict with law by catering to their basic needs through care and protection, development, treatment and social reintegration and rehabilitation. The Act recognizes child likely to be trafficked as neglected child and sets up institutions for care of such children. From the prohibition of employment of children based on nature of work, India in 2016 transitioned into complete prohibition of labor by children up to 14 years of age. A child who is found working in contravention of labor laws or is found in begging is treated as a child in need of care and protection. India has a large number of policies and schemes which are implemented in mission mode through a vast network of service delivery structure, both at the federal and provincial levels. These schemes are reviewed at various levels for proper implementation and further improvement. Moreover, a more comprehensive legislation, namely Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act 2012, which was further strengthened by amendment to the Act in 2019, addresses the problem of sexual exploitation of children, which may be a consequence of trafficking. India has a framework in place for protection and rehabilitation and repatriation of victims of trafficking. Schemes like one-stop centers for Dhargrah, Ujjwala provide shelter, food, clothing, health, financial assistance and social security for women victims. The National Legal Services Authority provides legal assistance to the victims. There is also a dedicated child helpline for and women helpline which have been integrated with emergency response support system for comprehensive assistance to women and children.
Thank you. May I hand over the floor to Dr. Preetam for a quick update on the women's part of it?
Sorry, sir.
Thank you, sir. I only want to supplement to what my colleague said very briefly, that another very important legislation for the control and the prevention of trafficking is the Immoral Trafficking Prevention Act, and it also provides